Harper Audio presents One Last Strike. 50 years in baseball, 10 and a half games back, and one final championship season. By Tony La Russa with Rick Hummel. Read by Tony La Russa and Scott Sowers. Forward. About a decade ago, word filtered down that Tony La Russa was looking for me. I'd never met him, but given his high profile in the game, I felt as though I knew him. He managed the Cardinals, my team, and for that reason alone, he rated pretty high. We eventually hooked up by phone and had a long talk. Tony is a voracious reader and had just finished A Painted House, my highly fictionalized childhood memoir and a story brimming with Cardinal baseball. I told Tony that being a Cardinal fan was in the blood. My father, grandfather, and everybody else in the family had followed the team for as long as anyone can remember. Growing up in small towns in Arkansas and Mississippi, the highlight of our day was the nightly broadcast on KMOX out of St. Louis, with Harry Carey and Jack Buck on the radio. Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Kurt Flood, Orlando Cepeda, Tim McCarver. Those were my heroes, and I knew their statistics, birth dates, and hometowns. My grandfather's team had been the Gas House Gang with Dizzy Dean, another Arkansas farm boy, and my father revered Stan Musial. Satisfied with my credentials, Tony graciously invited me to come to St. Louis, watch a game, hang out with the team, and have a late dinner. I collected my dad, Big John, and away we went. It was a memorable visit, the highlight being Big John and Stan the Man sitting together for 2 hours watching the Cardinals and reminiscing. Leaving St. Louis the following day, my dad informed me that he had now reached the pinnacle. His life was complete, and he was ready for the hereafter. Thankfully, he's still around and doesn't miss a Cardinal game on television. A friendship was born, one that Tony and I have maintained over the years. On many occasions, I visited him at spring training, in St. Louis, and even on the road. Long after the games were over, we dined for hours and solved many of the world's problems. He always wanted to talk about books and writers, while I preferred to get the gossip on players and managers. Over the years, I have marveled at his passion for the game, his dogged pursuit of perfection, his commitment to his players, his endless quest to learn even more, his determination to win, his complete inability to accept defeat, even in spring training, and his breathtaking knowledge of the intricacies of baseball. Every baseball fan thinks he or she is an expert on the game, but an hour with Tony and the average fan would feel like a T-baller. Through Tony, I've been lucky to meet and spend time with Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Mike Shannon, Red Schoendienst, Jack Buck, and Stan Musial. He's a tireless networker and relishes friendships with other great coaches. I once walked into his office in Florida after a spring game and was introduced to Bobby Knight and Bill Parcells, two of his old chums. Tony pushed the right buttons, got the two bickering over something, and for the next hour I laughed until I cried. During a long dinner at Nick's Tomato Pie, one of his favorite restaurants in Jupiter, I listened as the great John Havlicek regaled us with stories of his days with the Celtics. Over the years, Tony challenged me to write a baseball novel, and I said I planned to as soon as I found the right story. I challenged him to write a book that would dissect the game and reveal its many layers of complexity. In 2005, he worked with Buzz Bissinger on Three Nights in August, a masterful analysis of a crucial three-game series with the Cubs. In late spring of 2011, I called Tony and told him I finally had an idea for a baseball novel. The central plot involved a beanball and baseball's unwritten code of dealing with it. Talk about a hot-button topic. Nothing torments Tony like a hit batter. Was it intentional? Do we retaliate? If so, when? And who do we hit?